John could scarcely follow what he was saying. "My lord, I don't understand what's happened to my father." "I told you to sit," Mormont grumbled.
"Sit,"
the raven screeched.
"And have a drink, damn you. That's a command, Snow."
John sat and took a sip of wine.
"Lord Eddard has been imprisoned. He's charged with treason. It is said he plotted with Robert's brothers to deny the throne to Prince Joffrey."
"No," John said at once, "that couldn't be. My father would never betray the king."
"Be that as it may," said Mormont, "it's not for me to say, nor for you."
"But it's a lie," John insisted. "How could they think his father was a traitor? Had they all gone mad? Lord Eddard Stark would never dishonor himself, would he?"
"He fathered a bastard," a small voice whispered beside him. "Where was the honor in that? And your mother? What of her? He will not even speak her name."
"My lord, what will happen to him? Will they kill him?" "Well, as to that, I cannot say, lad. I mean to send a letter. I knew some of the king's counsellors in my youth. Old Pycelle, Lord Stannis, Sir Barristan. Whatever your father has done, or hasn't done, he is a great lord. He must be allowed to take the black and join his heir. Gods know we need men of Lord Eddard's ability."